For nistal aploni, I'll give away my property to this person. Or else, what's going to be? Hayechaylo omutabamiti, he was sick in his bed. For yomuloy nichsav lemi, who do you want to give your property to? Omulens, he said like this. I thought that my wife was pregnant, and therefore she'll have a kid that he'll take over. But Achshav now, Shein Nishti Muberes, my wife is not pregnant. He thought his wife had a miscarriage. Nich said Laplaini, my property should go to somebody else. And now what happened was, the truth is, V'noideh Sheish Ben, we find out really that really he has a son. Again, she says, Achshav, now that I heard like Shein Nishti Muberes, Nich said Laplaini. And what happened was, V'noideh Sheish Ben. Later we find out that really his wife is pregnant and she gave birth to a son. Or forget, this is back the first case. We find out that the son is still alive. Or shows ish to Muberes, or else we find out track the truth that his wife is pregnant. So locher is ain matnosa matana. The matana this person gave away means nothing. It's like a maker of toys. In other words, you go bas undana. So Chor de Gemara says, Leima, let's say, Roshimah Menashe, Vloy Rabbanan. This goes according to Shimah Menashe, they go with the undana. We go bust umdunah, not according to the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, no. Filu tamer Rabbanan, even if you want to say this goes according to Rabbanan. I'll tell you, doy mishani. Here, since the father spoke out clearly that he thought that his wife would have a miscarriage, that's why he gave it away. Seems like he spoke out clearly that he only meant to give it away because he has no children. For the Gemara is so strong with the Karolo, my Karolo, so like it's poshid. What was the hazmini? What was the question even? So Gemara says, yes. Not with him, I would have thought to say, Surei Huduko Matcher, the person now is only remembering his problems, but not that he really means it. Kamashmulon, that's the Kiddush no, that we say the person really means it, it's called an Umdana. Omarav Zeru Omarav, Minayin, how do we know, Lamatna, Shchimira, Shiminatara? How do we know that Midirais is such a matono of a matna Shchimira, that even though he does not make a kinyan, he just speaks it out, says he wants to give it away? That's also called a good kinyan. How do we know that this helps midiraisa? The other one says, "Not time I would have thought to say tziroi kahudu kamatchle." He's only mentioning, remembering now all the tzaros that he had. Kamashmal, no, yes, he meant. Telling more again. Omer avzeru omerat minayin lematne shchim rashi minatayra. How do we know that this matana midiraisa? Shneimer apostik says vihavartem es nachlosay levitoy. That an extra word vavartim, a mother father gives away his yerusha to his daughter. So with Ashin Yeshlecho Havor Acheres is another type of avora. Sheikizu that's like this. Miyezu, what is this? Zumat neshchimra. This is a mat neshchimra. So you see, there's another mokra to say there's such a present of a mat neshchimra midiraisa. Rav Nachman Omer Rav Bar Avua Mehochav Nisposik says v'nasatem es nachloser liyochiv. That a father gives a brother gives away his Yerusha to his brother. When he dies, he has no children, no father, the brother take over. Also, there's an extra word here of a Nasatim. So, dash from here, that Yeshlecho Nesina Cher is another type of a Nesina. Sheikizu, that's like this. The Yezuzu, what is this? Matna Shchimra, the Matna Shchimra. Now, the Nor says, Rav Nachman, my time will yamam of Avartim. How come he did not use the postik of the Avartim? So it says, "Whom he builds this, he needs like the Rabbi, like Rabbi." The Tanya will learn Rabbi, and Rabbi says, "Vakulam nemro behem nesina." By all other places, Yerusha says, "Lashon of nesina." Vakam nemro havor. Here the Torah says, "Behavartim." Unu lashon of avora, giving over. So a dashon like this: that ain lechor shema v'nachla mishavet the shavet elabas. The only one that gives off, he takes away the Yerusha. From one shevet to another shevet is a bas, is a daughter. When she yashens a father, ha'elu b'no abayla yashen isa, because the locher is that her son or her husband yashens her. So therefore, she's from one shevet, her husband is from another shevet. So that Yerush ends up by her father, by the son, a different shevet. That's what the Torah says is lashen of havartim. So it's not to teach us a new matna shchibmira. It's to teach us a din of havoro that the Yerusha goes from one shevet to another shevet. Okay, the Mursa of Rav Zera, my time lo yama bivin asatim. How can Rav Zera doesn't say from the Pasuk of bivin asatim? So Mursa says, uche de kruhu. That's the normal way the Pasuk is saying it here, there's nothing extra there. Rav Menashio bar yim yama mehoch, he learned that from this Pasuk. It says the Pasuk in Melochim that by yama mehain, chola chitzki yolomus, because chola was about to die. By yove, love Yishayo, by nomuts, hanovi, the novi came to him, by yom, love. Sav lebeischa, come into your house, but leave it, so we'll leave a will. Ki mei satra shigin adai. The lo sikhi, you're not going to live. And we dash him, bitzavo bialno. It's a lotion of a tzavo. Just commanding the house, that alone would be enough. That would be sufficient. So this is the mokra to say that such a thing as a matnash shchiv mirah. Even though you don't make a real kinyan, just bitzavo bialno, it helps. Rami vayeches kolom amayocha from here. Tells the pasuk also that, vachi toifel, ro, ki lo nasa say tzosoy. Ach toifel so that they were not listening to him. Vayach vashes achamor, he bundled up his chamor, vayelech abeis, he went back home. Be a leader to a city, by Yitzhak's base, they commanded his house, by Yechonek, and then he choked himself. So, Loshni is B'tzavo B'yam again, he commanded his house, Mashram was B'tzavo alone, and that alone was Chal, his Matana, what he wanted. You see also Mokor from Matna Shimira. Tana Rabbanim learned like this, Shloisha Devorim Tziva Achitofel as Bonov. Three things Achitofel commanded his children. One of them was, Al Tiva Machlaikis, don't be in an argument. The Al Timrudu Machlaikis, they love it. Don't argue, don't rebel against the Machlaikis, they love it. The Yom Tev Shalatzeres, Borur Zerachitim. Says, look at the weather, how it is on Atzeres on Shavuos. If it's good weather, then, Borur, if the weather is clear, then Zerachitim, plant wheat, it's good to plant wheat then. If Shavuos is clear weather, that the sermon is good to plant wheat. Mazut Ramano, what he told them was, Bolo Litmar. If it was cloudy, if it wasn't such good weather, that's what we learned. So Bolo Litmar is just the opposite. If the weather is a little bit cloudy, then it's good to plant wheat. Amri Nadoi Mishmed Rabbi Yaakov, Loi Boro Boro Mamish, even according to Gersa, it was a clear weather. It doesn't mean completely clear. For Loi Bolo Bolo Mamish, not cloudy. Elo rather filu bolol v'ruach tzvoinis minashvosei. Even if it means if it's a little bit cloudy, but the north wind is blowing, then also it's good. Zehu bor, that's cool clear. As long as the ruach tzvoinis, as long as the north wind is blowing, that's a good simon, that's a good sign to plant the wheat. So Rashbam says, shemefazer v'ses ovim, that will spread aside the clouds. Omele Rababol Rabashi. Anan ad Rabitzvah Baravdini Masninilo. We learned this on Rabitzvah Baravdini. The Omer Rabitzvah Baravdini Noitsoi Yom Tavach and Shachai. The last day of Chagasukis Noitsoi.
Alright, turn over.
Again, the more so it is, they learned this then on Rabitzvah Baravdini. But he said like this, that Moitzoi Yom Tovach and Shachag, the last day of Sukkis, Hakel Tzoyf, and everybody is to go outside and look, Liyoshin and Marocho, which way was the ashes or the smoke of the Marocho of the burning Mizbeach going towards? North or Kalpit Tzofen was going towards the north side, which means that the south wind was blowing, Aniyim Smechim, the poor people happy. O Balabatim Matzovim, but the Balabatim they were sad. So it'll be a very rainy year, and therefore Operus Makivim, they won't be able to store the fruits, they're going to rot away early, so they'll have to sell them all out at a cheaper price. So therefore the Aniyim, the poor people, were happy, but the Balabatim was sad. What's going to be not a Kalpi Dorim? Again, what's going to be not a Kalpi Dorim was going towards the south side, then the opposite, Aniyim Atzovim, the Aniyim, the poor people, were sad. There's going to be a small amount of rain that year, and therefore Paris Mishtamrim, the Paris will be able to be stored away for that year, so the prices will always be high prices. The Balabatim were happy. Not a copy Mizrach, let's say it turned towards Mizrach, then Hakel Smith, everybody was happy, because then it was very good. Mizrach means that the Dorim wind was blowing. The Marv wind was blowing. What about Kalpi Marv? It was going towards the Marv. Then Akolat told him everybody was sad. Whereas that's the Ruach Mizrochis. That's not so good. So Mor says, Ramin, we have a question. Mizrochis Lielum Yof, it says the opposite. It says that the east wind blows, it's always good. Marovis, if the west wind blows, Lielum Kosh is always bad. So Mor says, Ruach Tzvainis, the north wind, Yof for the heat, and that's good for wheat. B'shosh of Yishlish, it will grow on the third.
For Koshla Zaysim is bad for Zaysim though, Beshor Shenitzu. If the olives already grown or if the olives start to blossom, then it's bad. For Ruach Dremis, what about the south wind? Koshla Chitim, that's bad for wheat. When Beshor Shevishlish, if it's grown a third already. But the Yofel Zaysim is good for olives, Beshor Shenitzu. If the olives just were Yenitzu were now becoming ripe, then it's good. And the Yomer of Yosef Tim Mazutra, the Temer of Nachman by Yitzchok, the Senech was the Simon, Shulchan the Shulchan Betzofen. So that the food you need for the Shulchan, that's on the Sofen side. The Menorah, the oil, that's on Dorim. So hi, Mavi with the day, the hi Mavi with the day. This good. That each one takes care of its own. Again, Loshen is hi Mavi with the day, by Mavi with the day. One takes care of the oil, and one takes care of the Shemen. But I call upon him it's a Stira. That before we had that Mizrochis Liyelim Yofo, that before we had Kalpe Mizrochol Samechim, that means if the west wind is blowing, it's good. And here it says the opposite, Marovis Liyelim Kosha. So the Marim says, like Kosha is no Stira. I tell you, Holon Volhu, one goes on B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and one goes on B'nai Bovel. Like Rashbam says, Holon, Le B'nai Bovel, Hashech Mitzulu V'yatzen L'Rachas. But in Sikhlumot, they don't need rain, kokach. So for them, talk is good, but for us, if they have to throw, we need the rain, for us is bad. So one verse is talking about Bovel, one's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Mor says, Tanya, we learned, Abishoel Oimer, Yom Tov Shalat Zeres, the Yom Tov of Shruis, Boror, if it's a clear day, Simin Yofel Chol Hashana Kula. It's a good sign, the weather will be good the whole year. So tell me how it is the first day of Shavuos. Omer Rav Zvid, Hai Yoyim Mekama the Rei Shosa, like how the weather is in Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year. Ichamim Kula Shosa Chamima. If it's hot on Rosh Hashanah, the first day, the whole year will be hot. Ikarir, if it's cold though, Kula Shosa Kriira. Now the Shavuos says it means, Klaim Marov Hashanah, most of the year will be cold. For my Nafkamina, what's the difference? But the answer is that philosophy